The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Cure for the common cold is spend a week suffering and then drink your face off all weekend and it's gone. All right,
there you go.
That's what you
all
do.
Right.
Vodka.
Thank you, Dr.
kills.
Tyler.
Vodka, beer, a little wine. Kills the virus.
Oh, Dr. Justin did check in at the end
I know
of the
he
show
did.
On Friday. But, was that his advice to you?
Well, one of his points was vodka. One of his points was basically there's no vaccine because vaccines take a lot of time to do. And I'm thinking, well, do it.
The cold's been around forever.
Yeah, isn't there a lot of lanes people can just pick, you know? How about take some guys off that aren't doing much on the cancer lane and fix the cold?
Aren't doing much in the cancer lane.
Well, I'm just saying. There's enough doctors and researchers out there. There should be. I know there's too much Jesus. That screws it up. But there's enough doctors and researchers out there. You'd think they could actually put enough people on the common cold, too, to get a vaccine.
If you're not curing cancer, just stop.
There's slackers in every field. Come on.
Dude, they're the guys sitting in the back of the meetings not paying attention, you know.
Put the usses of every field.
Yeah.
I could dig the email up. Why, did he explain why there's a delay?
Dig it up then when you get a chance. We can do that later.
They did with the COVID vaccine.
You know, right. That's what I said. That was killing people. Common cold doesn't kill people.
No,
so
you're
it's just
right.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, okay, relax. You're pussy. Blah, blah, blah. Especially guys. We all are whiny bitches.
But many of us get the flu shot every year.
I get the flu. Yeah, but that's not the common cold.
You that's know. Probably what it boils down to is the fact that it's not deadly enough, and it just is. It's yeah, you feel like crap for a few days, but you know.
I'm also curious if it's like
it sucks,
the flu.
Though,
it does,
and there are 100 different varieties of the common cold.
That could be too. That could be.
Well,
two.
It's a big cough drop.
I was still
standing in the way
the other night. You know, we all. Yeah, listen, we're lucky to have our health. We get it. People are suffering a lot worse than we are, with major problems and serious stuff going on, but. You know when you feel under the weather, how you, especially guys, I think we're big pussies than girls.
Hey.
I think in general we are. I mean, I'll give them that. We
don't
are.
Don't use it as a slur.
So, but I noticed that when you feel sick and you know, you wake up the next day, you think, oh, it's still around. It's just the worst. And we don't celebrate the days we feel good enough. You know what I mean?
No, you take it for granted.
You take it for granted when you wake up not with a cold.
Listen to Mr. Positive.
I know.
Well, because I feel good this week. But drinking my face off might have helped, too.
Where's Tyler, and what have you done with him?
Well, it'll go away tomorrow.
It'll go away next segment.
Yeah, maybe next. Oh, no, I'm not going to be pro all damn day. I'm just saying that I'm happy to not have a cold this morning. Because on Friday, a lesser man wouldn't have been sitting here.
He's happy, and it's a Monday morning.
Lesser man was sitting here, right? Yeah. I'll tell you why I was happy. I had to watch my Steelers lose yesterday. and that sucks when you have to sit around and watch your team lose. How about it, Nick?
It does.
Yeah. It was a good game, though.
Especially when they're like whiny bitches about it.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Because the bottom line is...
It pissed me off.
Earlier this season, it wasn't as big a high-profile play. But the Steelers got – there was a guy lined up off sides, and the play was called back on a major third down. And I was bitching, and they showed it. I said, oh, yep, he's off sides. And then I moved on with my life. Now, I love how they think that refs know exactly that it's going to be a touchdown play.
They had no clue. And that flag
no clue.
Was thrown
it's,
immediately.
He's off sides. Yeah. He's off sides. Right. The flag's thrown immediately. And you are the only one I know so far, at least on Twitter – And you're not really on that. I mean, at least you're speaking. It was the right call. It sucked, but it sucked for you. If you're rooting for the Chiefs, but he's offsides.
If you want to blame someone, blame Kadarius Toney.
Right. And it was like second down. They had other plays after that.
That's right.
The other thing is that when he scored, there was like if they would have counted it as a touchdown, there was over a minute left. There was no guarantee that Buffalo wasn't going to go down the field and score anyway. That drives me nuts.
The whiniest part about what Mahomes did was when he actually yelling at the ref on the sideline was a pussy, and the post game was kind of pussy, but shaking Josh Allen's hand and whining there, shut up.
Not
dude.
A good look.
Josh Allen just beat you, and Josh Allen looked really good. You know,
they're both
top level quarterbacks, man.
Andy Reid to even come out
give him
his post game presser
up, right?
and complain. It's like, dude, you're above that.
But they need some accountability. Like, they've got a bunch of stuff they need to fix, and they can't be like, blame the red. They can be Bill. Go about the rest of their season like Bill Blank.
Yeah.
and then
Bill Blank takes it to shorts on the show a lot. Yeah. The old Billy.
Well,
we love Billy.
He's the epitome of blame the ref guy.
Well,
at this point in the season, if it ain't happened, it ain't gonna happen. You are who you are at this point. You know.
Yeah,
it's not going to get better.
They haven't played with an edge. Doesn't seem like the entire season. If they can all rally around this and be pissed about something,
refs take a lot of crap, and we're the first ones to give refs some crap on judgment calls and stuff like that.
But the
bottom line is, we can't give refs crap when they actually call a penalty that's in the books. I was like, well, what's the big deal? He's a little offside. I'm thinking, no, he was
offside.
That's against the rules.
It was blatant.
Well, like last week against the Packers, Mahomes gets his panties in a twist because they didn't make a call.
Right.
And this week he gets his panties in a twist because they did make a call. Well, what do you want, man? You can't get mad at the refs for both ways.
No, you let that be the Billy Blanks of the world, right, or the regular fan bases like all of us are. Because the players have to be above that.
No, but you have to embrace that, because that's one of the few places where rules apply anymore is the world of sports.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They actually comply.
And when you could go back and
have to go by the rules.
Oh, that's right. You could be a... You could be
lots of things.
The worst person in the world and nobody have them and not pay any retribution
at all.
You don't
have to bother with any rules.
Right. But when you can go back and look at the video and go, oh, yeah, right there. Yeah, I mean, okay, then shut up. Case closed.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping it was offsides, because I knew if it was a weird situation, they'd be whining.
Well, all the rules guys,
I have no love for the Bills at all, but I'm thinking, yeah, whatever.
All the rules guys that they brought in, the one on that game and then the later on the night game, said that's something they try not to be too ticky tack about. But when it's so egregious that the line judge can't even see the ball, it's like, yeah, that's offsides.
Yeah, they had to call it.
I think
Mahomes might be taking the Bill Blank approach, because like Bill Blank says that he goes after the refs so much so he doesn't like yell at these kids that are on the teams.
Oh.
And I think Mahomes might be doing that to the refs because he can't just say like, hey, I don't have any receivers. This is a problem.
Yeah. Well, our buddy Matt Perrault, who's in Vegas now, does a betting show. He had a good point, and he said that Mahomes – now, he admits that he hates the Chiefs, but he goes, Mahomes is as pissed he's getting to play on the road in the playoffs. You know,
and that's a whiny bitch thing.
That is a whiny bitch thing, because a lot of teams get to the Super Bowl by playing on the road.
Right,
last team did, but the last team's
last Packers last, Super Bowl last team Packers was Super a Bowl, six seed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you're not going to go your entire career without having to play a road playoff game.
Thank you, Nick.
And you've spent your entire career getting the benefit of a lot of those calls.
Yeah,
now a few of them aren't going your way, and you're gonna throw a little fit. Nah, shut up, man.
Hey, Vegas is starting to look at him differently. I saw something on Twitter that when the Chiefs were down, it would normally be a case where the Chiefs would still be favored to come back and win. But when they were like making that comeback drive, it was like plus 150 that they would do it, which is unusual.
Really? Yeah. Well, okay.
Anybody else have a team that was involved in the lowest scoring NFL game?
That's pretty incredible.
In 16 years.
Could you imagine Todd doing what I did? Now, granted, you'd still be in Vegas, but flying to Vegas to see your team. And first of all, you won. You got out with a squeak here, 3-0. But you won.
Nothing.
But flying the whole way to Vegas to see a 0-0 game with 2 minutes left.
I know somebody who went to a bar to watch that game, and I thought he was an idiot.
Yeah, well, at least you're sitting at the bar. Well, I know,
but,
yeah, Vegas,
but just to make even that much effort to go see that game was too much for
me.
Well,
there were a lot of Viking fans in that crowd like there always is in those games.
Well, I was sharing the Sunday ticket with my son for a while, but I had to get rid of that a couple of weeks ago.
So
he got possession of the Sunday ticket. Aww. The game was not on here, so the only way I would have been able to watch it was to go to a bar or go to the Sunday ticket. I could have renewed the Sunday ticket for like $150 for 4 weeks. But I wasn't going to do that, and I would have been so pissed
if I
would have paid $40 just to see that freaking game.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened. I was watching the crawl. It was 8:40 left in the game, still zeros. And then I guess with a minute something, they kicked the field.
I watched the last couple minutes to see.
Yeah, like under 2 minutes they kicked it.
It was under two, wasn't it?
Yeah,
they kicked it. And then the Raiders got the ball back, but they threw an interception.
You know what's really frustrating is when you pick up the Raiders kicker and start them. And then get nothing. Nothing. Not even an attempt.
I know we all hate the Cowboys, but I hate the Eagles more because of I know Philly fans, not just Jim, you know, but all my Eagle fan buddies are.
He doesn't help.
People I know are douchebags. This is Augie Smith's tweet from last night. The governors of Pennsylvania and Texas have made a friendly wager on the game tonight. If the Cowboys win, Josh Shapiro has to send Greg Abbott 20 cheesesteaks.
Hey,
if the Eagles
win,
Greg Abbott has to let women get an abortion. Augie's the best.
All right, good bet.
Because Texas sucks. Holy
Packers God. Tonight?
Lady, get the hell
two,
out,
two Monday night games.
Right. That game sucks. Packers, the Giants are bad, man. Like they're probably the worst team in the league right now.
I think that's Carolina.
Although Carolina's pretty bad, too.
Carolina's pretty bad. But, yeah, no, that's
And then what's the other game? What's the early game?
Miami
they're both
and...
at the same time on different networks.
Oh.
So it's Miami and Tennessee on ESPN, Packers-Giants on ABC.
Our friend Gary Curtis is going to be in the studio today. Nick, you're out with Gary this weekend, right?
Yeah, Gary and I, we're doing our Blaze the Mike show Friday at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Saturday in Barley Corns in Wichita, and then Saturday the 23rd next week at the Grotta and Lincoln.
Oh, cool. Omaha, Wichita, that.
Also, take two with Mitch Albom.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if he got his phone fixed.
Yeah. I don't know where that problem lies.
Let's hope so. It'd be kind of embarrassing to get him back on here.
One of five people you can blame.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
And then Ryan O'Neal passed away. That happened right as we were leaving the other day, right?
Yeah, like real late in the show or right after the show on Friday,
He was picked by 40 people, Barking at the gods of poop.
Big P's, that's heavy petting zoo.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton's love child.
Binge drinking monkey, Boogie's big ass briefcase. Speaking of Boogie, That's never made it to Twitter. The famous Ginsanity photo is up there. Now you want to check it out. And a lot of people like that, Todd. Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Most people just said, been there.
Yeah, you know? happy to amuse you.
Yeah.
Colin L. Potter in the 38th parallel.
That's Colonel.
Colin L. part up.
Yeah.
Corey's Thursday lot lizards.
Crocodile Utah, Dolly Parton's insured boob, Farrah's back door.
Finding your rectum, furloughed vibrators. Gin sucks, Todd Blackout.
There you go.
Of which,
got a hit with Ryan O'Neal.
Going, gonorrhea, Hades, Bades, homeless, huge dong.
Husker, sassy, ice fishing is dumb.
Real dumb.
I should golf in Beamer. I know that guy.
Jen is not the favorite child. Killer Claire's bang stick. What's that one?
Ooh. Not sure we want to know.
I do, actually.
Late night boner twins and that's Mike Hunt's Bloody Mary.
Mike's Long Ball Jubilee, Neil Young's O-Face. keep going there.
Oh, okay. Nick's academic advisor, Nick's mom.
Hey.
Hey. And Nip-Tuck Uranus.
Nurse Ratched, Rock You Like a Herman Cain.
Rosie Palmer and the Furious Five, Snot Sea Cucumber.
Sophie's Second Choice, Throbbing Crusader.
Todd's about to masturbate. We are going into break.
Yeah.
And twerking for Jesus.
Tyler Sandusky Dreams and Your Mom Loves Anal Daily and Weird Al's Parents.
You know they're dead?
Damn. I heard, man. Believe me, I get an email that pretty much every third day. Anytime Weird Al's doing does anything, just wakes up and makes the news. I
think a couple of those awesome people moved up to seven with those hits. Big P's Rural Boner, Crocodile Utah, but Cleet Torres still sitting in the lead at nine hits.
Yeah.
And nobody at eight. And then
we got a week left
seven
of live shows, and we got some vacation coming up for the holidays, but the next 2 weeks are going to be rough. I do think that actually, that's 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks. Yeah, there's three weeks left.
Until New Year's Eve, right? Yeah, you know Jimmy's going to go. Jimmy's just pulling people. I think you walk into a room, he goes,
I think he wants to hang on just long enough to make him buy Christmas presents for him and then die.
Oh, I think he's going to die after Christmas.
Die like right before Christmas, so they spent all that money for nothing.
Yeah. Believe me, he's got money, you know. And Mitch Albom, Gary Curtis, too, today. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.